Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity.
And welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. This is Purple GD Monday. Rocky's not doing so well, but that's okay. They'll win this series. Again, I guarantee you this, Rockies fans. Uncle Darren promises you this. They're not going to get swept. They're going to win one of these bad boys. So, yay! Do you know how I know that? Because I can see into the future. If you don't believe me, you should have heard me when I was on From the Pitch on Sunday.
You talk soccer?
I do talk soccer for 2 hours on Sunday, and sometimes it's very difficult because there's not a lot of soccer to be had. Because the problem was is that the Colorado Rapids were off.
Oh, no.
Well,
because of this.
They've won two in a row.
Yeah.
Three in a row at home. But they do not. They play this week. Anyway, they went on. United States played here, but that was like a Wednesday. And then, you know, they went kind of over there, you know, and so they're in Mexico.
They had to train at altitude.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to train at altitude, train in Leadville.
Leadville?
Yes. So you were asking me, as this is our soccer, you were asking me
yes.
about what the diffy was with the two games.
They seemed a little different in their formation this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we make this What's Juicy?
What's Juicy? Oh, right.
You know what? Let's talk soccer because do you know what soccer is?
Here's What's Juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
All right. What's juicy is the fact that the United States went in there and did that.
Yes. They don't win there often at all.
Well, they haven't lost since 2008.
Yeah, but they've only won like once.
They've won there in the friendly once. Yes. In World Cup qualifying, they've never won there.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of reasons for this. And Marcelo Balboa, who, you know, from the pitch with Marcelo Balboa, three-time World Cup guy, went down there and played all sorts, played for Leon. Explains what happens. They're at altitude. So what they do is they'll play like a day game or an early game where it's hot. They'll get all the factories going so it's polluted. And that's okay. Try and run. Try and run in that. So, you know, the United States did, but they've unbeaten in their last three World Cup qualifiers there, and they have a win as a friendly.
Is that due to the new coach letting go the old one? What's his name?
Bringing in Bruce Arena. Yes, in some ways. And here's the reason why. Sometimes there are certain coaches, every coach has a personality. Whether it's, you
it
know,
Klinsmann, the old one, right?
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Jurgen the German.
Jurgen the, yes, the naturalized American. doesn't rhyme as well.
Yes.
But he, as much as he tries to be like very free and happy, and there's a lot of like rigidness to him. I mean, there's a particular way. I had a German coach when I was 18. And there's just a particular way that German coaches are. You need to do things correctly. And if I need to make a change, that's up to you to know the different positions. So, you know, instead of really kind of preparing them that way, you should just kind of know how to change it on the fly. And there's a lot of teams that can do that, but the United States just hasn't been one of them. And they lost touch. So you get Bruce Arena, who's a little bit more of a, well, I mean, he's more of an American guy. So he understands kind of the American psyche that oftentimes, you know, I always feel like it's better for World Cup teams to have one of your own countrymen coaching. Now, that's not always the case, but I mean, I'm not the biggest Bruce Arena fan.
Yeah,
they've lost. There was a time when the generation before this generation had Bruce Arena as a coach, and they, you know, they got to the, was it the quarterfinals?
Yes, yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, or maybe even the semifinals against Bruce, with Bruce Arena. They got to the semifinals once, I believe.
I'll look this up.
They lost to Italy in the semis, I believe. And, but then the next year, they were ranked fifth in the world, and they got trounced out by Bruce Arena, and they didn't look good doing it, and he got fired. So they've not looked good under Bruce Arena, but this, but what they needed was they needed just more of like an American voice in their head, or frankly, a different voice. A different voice. And Bruce Arena's a bit more... innovative. I don't know. I mean, I don't, you know, he's a very good, game day manager. Sometimes not, you know, is not, I mean, players love him. Players love him, but sometimes too much love can get you, you know, can get you nothing. So that's the way I feel about it. But that's, you know, hey, he's doing it well right now. But what helped them is the normal positions that they play. All right, Alex, here's your, I'm going to try and keep this like simple for all the people who are not soccer fans. So normally, the United States is in something called a 4-4-2, where it's four defenders, two in the middle, one on each side, four guys in the middle, two in the middle of, and then four, you know, two outside midfielders, and then two forwards. Now, that's just kind of a starting point, really. Okay, and what it, I mean, you're all running forward, but it just means you got guys who are, you know, supposed to be more forward or more back. There's all sorts of different formations. 4-4-3, 4-1-2-3, 4-2-1-3, 4, I mean, all of these ridiculous things.
It's like a 4-5-1.
Yeah, there is a 4-5-1, but that can easily go into a 4-3-3 because what happens is you still have your four and then you have the three in the middle.
Yeah.
And this is something that people often do. Are they going to have two people in the middle or are you going to have three?
Yes. Make a triangle.
Yes.
Make a little triangle.
Yes. So make a triangle. And but what Bruce Arena did is he wanted to make sure that they were defensively sound. So what they did is, and they called it a 3-5-2.
Okay.
So they had basically three defenders,
uh-huh,
five in the middle. So you had two guys who are sort of defenders. You could turn it into a 5-3-2 if you wanted to.
Yes.
You could turn it into a, you know, but it allowed those two guys who are on the outside to get back on defense, but be also be able to go forward because there's three other guys back instead of. So that's how they did that.
Okay.
And the reason for that is so that you can get protected out. The Mexicans like to get it down that side and then really kind of work you down the side. And if you have, they try to take you on and beat you.
And then cross it over or just like.
Yeah, I mean, they do, but they're just not normally as tall, so they're looking for, like, a spun in ball, or, you know, they're looking for something out maybe outside the top of the 18, but they really want to try and beat one guy first and have you have to have, they're trying to draw that center defender out.
Yes.
And then replace him with that player, and that's look the pass they're looking for.
Okay.
Okay, so you beat the outside guy.
Yes.
And then the other guy has to come and help.
The outside defender.
Right. So you beat the outside defender.
Left or right side, doesn't
matter. So if you're on the left, yeah. So let's just say you're on one outside, yeah, or the other, and you beat the outside defender. Now the inside defender has to come to
usually
stop you.
That's like the center defender or the sweeper.
That's the center defender. Yeah. Sweeper, yeah. Okay, good one. All right. So
he's the one that cleans up all the bad stuff.
But there's two now in this game. So they play what's called a flat four. So the two guys in the center are both sweepers, but, you know, not really. They both could go up or back anyway. But if you get one of those center defenders to move out to have to defend a guy, that opens up a space. And that's what they try to do. That's why you add a different guy in there, because when you have three defenders back there rather than two in the center. And I hope this is making sense.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because in my head, it sounds like monkeys jumping on trampolines.
Woo! Party.
Woo! Well, you've never seen a lot of poo getting thrown. But so when you have the three, I'm trying to make a coaching point. When you have the three guys in the middle,
yeah,
it allows, if that outside guy gets beat, it still allows you to have two men in.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why that's there.
Makes sense.
It worked.
It did.
Whew, that's exhausting. And that's why my younger kids never play good soccer.
That's why it's break time.
If you can figure it out, though, heck, I'm pretty good. Rockies lost. Rockies lost.
Boo.
Purple. Boo. Monday. Purple. Monday. Big Buzz is in here. It's hot. Rockies.
Lost.
Yeah, well, maybe Cleveland will win and caused angst for the world.
Ooh.
Yay! Angst for the world. Angst for the world.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.